Hi, I am Dennis Hooper, the chair of the HOA Board Candidate Nominating Committee. We're sitting down now with Kim Fuller. Kim.
Good afternoon, residents. My name's Kim Fuller, and once again, I'm running for the board. If you want a copy of this podcast, let me know. I will send it to you. I own and operate a private tennis and fitness club for more than 35 years. I basically run a place like this with a larger staff, but without the golf course, streets, and homes. This is the best place to live in the Valley. Well-funded reserves, financially responsible management, reasonable dues, efficient operations, and great volunteers. For the past year, I've mostly just worked on COVID guidelines, legal consequences, and implementation, not only for the HOA, but for my own business. This year's election will prove to be an interesting one, because on many occasions, I have stated philosophy is also an election issue. And now that is clearly before you. There is a difference in philosophy between the two new candidates, John and Moira, compared to Linda and myself. One of the reasons I am running again is because of that difference. This election will come down to three basic differences between the two candidates, the new candidates, and Linda and me: knowledge, experience, and philosophy. I'm running for the board because I should not quit in the middle of the storm, nor should we change coaches in the fourth quarter of the game. COVID has made board decisions very complex and difficult. The knowledge and experience of Linda and I over the past 2 to 4 years, combined with past experience of HOA operations and management, will be invaluable going forward, given so much is happening so fast. Linda and I have years of experience and knowledge that John and Moira just don't have at this time. This does not mean they are not people of good character. It just means they have no knowledge of HOA operations, legal liability questions, or financial planning consequences. They simply lack any experience whatsoever. If they believe volunteers are so important to operations and the success of the HOA, why is it neither of them has ever served on a committee? Consequently, there's no knowledge, no point of reference, no context to evaluate the best path. Both of them would need to be educated. One example of this lack of knowledge was shown when one of Moira's goals in the forum was to have a new resident orientation program. We have had such a program for years, and prior to COVID, we did it every quarter for all new residents. I attended, the senior managers attended, and we did all that Moira described. Another example of lack of knowledge is Moira's description of how citations are issued when someone leaves open a garage door. She stated we need to use common sense when issuing such citations, and if we used common sense, the resident should first get a phone call. Once again, this lack of knowledge caused an inaccurate description of the process. If a garage door is left open, security does call first. We then go and knock on the door, and only then is a citation issued for leaving open your garage door. These two examples clearly show her lack of knowledge in current operations. But more than that, she failed to even investigate the process before announcing inaccurate information. Residents rely on facts, not assumptions, and elections should be based on responsible reporting of the facts. John's lack of knowledge in financial planning of the HOA was evident when he stated we need to, quote, gain tighter control of the budget so dues don't keep increasing. The problem here is he does not explain how. The state of California mandated minimum wage increases of 7 to 9% for 3 years and will for the next year. The average dues increase over the last 4 years has been 2.6%. which includes inflation and the mandated minimum wage increases. It is one thing to say you want to stop dues increases or to lower dues, and it is another thing to answer the question, how will you do that? These comments are made to get votes, pure and simple, but John has no knowledge of how to perform. If he had the answer, I'm sure we would have heard it. The reality is the FAC committee, along with the board, has been extremely responsible and diligent in holding dues down as much as possible given the circumstances. Anyone can say let's lower dues to win an election, but without an explanation of how it is done, it's an empty promise that can't possibly be fulfilled. Residents need facts to know how to proceed, not unsupported or inaccurate statements. Moira and John clearly have a different philosophy than I. Both John and Moira say they want a, quote, kinder, caring, gentler, more respectful atmosphere of years ago. Both have stated we are all adults and will act responsibly, and the enforcement of rules has created an atmosphere and reputation that makes it hard to live here. I first will just disagree. We already have a kind, caring, and respectful place. This is the friendliest place I've ever seen, and I'm surprised they don't see it now. Just because someone does not always get their way does not mean it's disrespectful. Not every decision by the board is going to make everyone happy all the time. That's the reality. Their answer is to not enforce the rules. What this means is John and Moira want to set aside the rule of law. We are a nation of laws because it's the law that's impartial and fair to everyone equally. We all came here knowing the governing documents, our laws, knowing that each of us will be treated fairly by the rule of law. John and Moira want to discontinue citations because as adults, we will all do the right thing. By setting aside the enforcement of citation, they think the HOA will have a kinder atmosphere. I disagree. Setting aside the rule of law will be the most divisive, abusive, disrespectful, and corruptible atmosphere you can imagine. I believe most people are already respectful of the rules. So what happens to the people that don't believe the rules apply to them? Do you hold them accountable? Their answer is no. They speak of respect, but what about the respect of the people that moved here, knowing and wanting the rules enforced? What about the people that moved here knowing they don't want garbage cans left out every day? They don't want cars dismantled and left in the front yard. They don't want garage sales with articles left in the front yard. They don't want neighbors yelling and swearing at them, and they don't want people threatening them. The reality is most people are already respectful, kind, generous, considerate, and don't need help in acting in a respectful manner. So it can't be these people John and Moira are talking about. It must be the people that don't want to respect others and are willing to break the rules because they believe they are above the law. My experience over the last 4 years is people that think enforcing the law is disrespectful are usually the ones that don't want to comply, have been turned down for special treatment, or possibly have been cited because they believe the rules just don't apply to them. Let me ask you, what do we say to the resident that contacts the board because her neighbor tells her to shut up and go inside whenever she goes outdoors? She contacted the board and was simply afraid. What do we say to the resident that says there's 5 people having a picnic on the golf course with 2 dogs running around loose without a leash? What do we say when a resident is flying a drone in the backyard of a resident home where it can look into windows? What do we say to the resident that says there are renters next door for the weekend and it happens all the time? What do we say to the residents that complained about a man who yells at them and says he's going to take them out in a body bag? These are real cases that we have dealt with over the past 4 years. The question for John and Moira is, what would you do? Respect is gained by following the law. It's impartial and fair to everyone. We moved here because of the law. We don't want people yelling and swearing at us. We don't want garbage cans left out every day. We don't want to be threatened. We want to feel safe in our own homes, and that's done in a free society where we respect the law. If the law is flawed, you change the law, but you never set aside the law. It is then that everybody has trust and faith in the process, and only then will the atmosphere be one of cooperation and respect. Those that do not want to respect the rules need to be held accountable if you want to have faith in the process. That is why we currently have a kind, caring, considerate, and respectful atmosphere. John and Moira's answer would begin to destroy that wonderful atmosphere that already exists. Sun City Palm Desert had a very low fine for stop sign violations. Many here thought we should also have low fines for stop sign violations in order to be kinder. It changed for Sun City Palm Desert when someone was killed because of a stop sign violation. They then increased the amount of the fines to our level. Join and Moira want to return to 4 to 5 years ago. The number of violations 6 years ago was double the number of citations of today. Not until the board started enforcing the increased fines did citations begin to drop. The number of citations dropped by 50% when the board acted, creating a safer place. I wonder why John and Moira want to return to a less safe environment of years ago. Today we have fewer citations and a safer community as a result. I will continue to enforce the governing documents as written because that is the job and the responsibility of the board. Being a board member sometimes means making decisions in everyone's best interest, even when you don't like it. And only by enforcing the governing documents equally will we have an atmosphere of trust and respect. John and Moira will implement a philosophy where accountability does not exist, which will lead to divisiveness, anger, frustration, and politically self-serving interest. A highly corruptible atmosphere where friends get special treatment because the law is no longer the judge. If you think this utopia that John and Moira describe is possible, if it's even possible by not enforcing the law, then I'm not your guy. I will gladly move over. This election is remarkably interesting to me, where the philosophy of one side wants to remove the rule of law and the other side wants to maintain the rule of law. This election is quite simple to me. It comes down to three things: knowledge, experience, and philosophy. You have a choice. I'm sure you'll make a good one. It will decide the future. Thank you. Take care. See you soon.
Thank you very much, Kim, for taking the time to do this podcast today, and good luck.